On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the Illinois Imagination Library. It's been a while since we talked about it, so I thought it might be a good time to have back on Paula Trettman, who is the Vice President and Director of Grants and Programs at the Illinois Community Foundation. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Dale. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back with us here. And like I said, it's been a while since we've talked about this, so I thought this is a good time to be able to bring it up to talk about what the Illinois Imagination Library is all about. And this is a really a neat thing for kids, Paula.
It is. And we are 15 years old this year.
That's amazing.
It is.
It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
No, it doesn't, Dale. And we're both 15 years old. But it's amazing. So 15 years worth of books for our babies in Lenawee County. And there, what could be better?
Absolutely. Well, tell us, for those who may not really have heard about it recently and have forgotten about it, what is Illinois Imagination Library then, Paula?
So most people will know it as Dolly Parton. Dolly brings the books and things like that. So we're part of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. And we sponsor it here locally for Lenawee County. We work within our borders, the Lenawee Community Foundation does, with the Imagination Library. And what I always like to tell people is that I love Dolly Parton. She's amazing. She makes the program affordable. But they always say the books are free. There is a charge involved. We pay $31 per year per child just for the books. The Community Foundation covers any staff time or admin costs that are involved with the program. And we've continued to fundraise the $31 per kiddo. And we have roughly 1,000 kids each month registered receiving books. Sometimes a little over, sometimes a little less, but over 1,000 books a month are delivered.
And then that's quite amazing. But still, you know, we're not reaching all the kiddos that can benefit from this, Paula.
We're not. Any child 0 to 5 who lives in Lenawee County, and that child must live in Lenawee County. There are, I'm trying to think of the counties that border us. I don't know that any county who borders us has the program anymore. Some have had it and lost it because it does cost money. And I understand that. It is something that the Community Foundation and Shelley Hickman has been our benefactor. Like, she had an event for us. She helps us. We just did First Fridays recently at the Adrian District Library. They're amazing partners as well. So we're very lucky to have that. But it continues to, we have to raise money for it each year.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's tough.
Yeah. But still, you know, this is a great program, though, to be able to reach those youngsters out there to make sure that they have books in their hands because of the fact that so many don't have that availability.
Absolutely. I think the stat, if I remember correctly, is there are about 13 books per person in a middle-income family home. In a low-income neighborhood, there's one book per 300 people.
Wow.
That's incredible. And so these books are mailed to the kid's house with their name on it, and they get to keep their own little library. So if there's, say, a set of twins, they can both be registered, and they each get their own book. Because I don't know about you, Dale, but I'm the oldest of four. And I have some of my childhood books, but some of them did not survive the younger ones. And I've had to collect them as an adult. Because I'm like, oh, I love that book. And so, you know, not to belittle or be mean to those younger siblings.
Right.
You know, they were young.
Yeah. Well, being the middle child, I got some, you know, things handed down from my older brother, and then which, you know, possibly got handed down to my younger brother, but a lot of times he got new stuff too. But anyway, the thing is that this is also to help the literacy aspect.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, to be able to read.
Yes. We live in Lenawee County, right? I want Lenawee County to be the best it can be, just like you. And I want to make sure we have educated people, right? People who are literate and can read. And it starts at birth. And part of that is even not even the act of reading, but the learning how to hold a book. And it's an act of love when someone like I still love being read to as a grown up. And how many people listen to books on tape or CD,
no,
or whatever
books,
the heck it is called now.
Yeah, audiobooks,
Yeah, I'm old, Dale. Tape.
No, come on.
And so, yes, audiobooks. So it's a great opportunity to involve young people in that. And, you know, it grows their connection. So when, you know, you can't learn to read or go up on the hierarchy until you feel safe and secure, right? You work your way up.
Right.
And it really is just, it's an act of love.
It is. Yeah, it sure is. So how does this work then? You said that, you know, this is for just the The children here in Lenawee County. So how does the process work then, Paula?
They can, most of the libraries in town, and I would like to say all, but I may need to get some brochures to them. We'll have a brochure on at their site, or it's on our website, the LenaweeCommunityFoundation.com website. If you go to the Imagination Library, the brochure is on there, and you send us that information. So it's the kiddo's name, their home address, their parents register them, so their email, cell phone number, and then they send that to our office, and we have an amazing volunteer, Luana, who will enter them into the database. And it can take 2 to 3 months because just in Lenawee County alone, it's 1,000 books.
Yeah.
But it's worldwide. Like, it's in Canada and Britain and Australia and the United States. So
that's a lot of
thousands and thousands, I think millions of books are being delivered each month, and they're printed specifically for this program. The first book you get is The Little Engine That Could.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you turn 5, you get Look Out Kindergarten, Here I Come. But it's a great program, and they pick amazing books for the kids. And so, but if you register, we'll get you in. You'll get an email from Dolly Parton's system. If you do not get an email once we put you in, it's because we might have had trouble reading your handwriting, or we had a typo.
Yeah.
You know, those things happen. Yeah. But you'll get books, and they'll be mailed to the kiddo's house.
Which is pretty amazing because of the fact that I know growing up as a kid, we had those books.
Yep.
Some of them, like I said, was handed down to me. But the thing is that some of the books were given to us, as kids.
Yeah.
Remember the golden books?
Yes.
Yes. Those were awesome. But the thing is that there were hours. There were our books that we could go back and, I went and reread those all the time. And, to have a child to be able to do that now is pretty awesome. And as we discussed, too, to be able to increase the literacy aspect, because, we have a problem with that not only here in Lenawee County, but also throughout the state of Michigan and across the country, too, and making sure that our kids are being able to read and can read at the efficient level that they should be at.
Absolutely. Literacy is, I think, the number one item for success, right? Like, if you can't read, then it's hard to be successful in a business or in a work environment. And frankly, I think about this, if I'm at the hospital, I'm up at Hickman Hospital, and the person who's taking care of me doesn't know the difference between like 0.1 or 0.01. That's a big deal.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
I mean, I'm luckily, I don't have to use algebra very often. I have used it as an adult, unlike I told my teacher in high school that I would not be using this as an adult. I have totally used it. I can fully confess. But you always use reading, right?
Yes.
I know people don't read the newspaper as much anymore, but you read things online. You need to be able to interpret data. And that really begins with a solid literate foundation. And that's what these books do. And some of it's just basics. I think about the tiny baby books and those newborns.
Mm-hmm.
That really is black, white, night, day. That's what they're showing on some of the books. But some of them they'll be bilingual books, like 2 for each year. So they'll be Spanish and in English. There's been a book with American Sign Language in it.
Oh, wow.
And they're just amazing. And they're, I think Corduroy, The Snowy Day, Ferdinand the Bull. Those are some classics, as I will call them, that have been some of the books that have been delivered to the kiddos. And then newer ones, like the Llama Llama books.
Oh, yeah.
My kiddo is too old for the Llama Llama books, but those are, kids love those.
Yes.
And they're great.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. So this, when they go to the website or they pick up one of the folders at one of the libraries in the county, and they fill out the form for it. Now, is there any cost on the parents?
There is no charge to register a child in Lenawee County. If you are able to make a donation, we love that. It's a great opportunity. I know that we have lots of donors who give to the fund to help sponsor kiddos. It's a nice pay it forward if you're able to do it. And if you're not, it's okay. We still work on fundraising for it. I have enough money, I think, to get us through next year right now, through 2026. So we definitely will have a year 16. I'm working on funding for year 17.
But still, I think that's a great idea, too, if you were looking for something to be able to give back. The Lunaway Imagination Library will be a good place to be able to make that donation to.
Absolutely. And $31 sponsors one kiddo for 12 books for a year.
Wow.
And we serve every corner of Lunaway County. I mean, seriously, every corner. There are places, until we started this program, I'm like, huh, I didn't know Waldron had an own separate zip code. And then, you know, you find out and you're making sure that we're serving every Lunaway kiddo.
Yeah, yeah. This is so important to be able to have. And I'm so glad that Lunaway County is still able to have it and to participate in. Like you said, we're going to be good for this coming year, but then, you know, I want to make sure that this continues.
Right.
You know, and that's why I mentioned about the fact that if you'd like to make a donation, even that, you know, giving the, let's say, $35 towards the program will help tremendously.
Absolutely. And we are always looking for dollars, because I don't want to be the person who tells a kiddo they can't have books, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Today, I had three kiddos register today. And so I'm like, okay, that's great. And we're good for right now, mm-hmm. but it's always a tight margin. And so any donation will help. But, you know, like you said, $35 will get 12 books for a kid. You can't buy these books at the store for $35.
Oh, no, yes.
They're specifically printed for this program because of how many they are, and they're labeled and mailed throughout, you know, the United States. But I love seeing the books come in.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Question for you. You know, we talked about the parents doing it. What about if, you know, grandparents are listening to this and say, I would like to be able to do this for my grandchild or a aunt or uncle? Can they do that?
Sort of. There's an asterisk. The kiddo has to live in Lenawee County, and the books are mailed to where the child lives. So if you can get the form and you ask the parents for their permission to register them, or to give it to the parent to have them register them. So that is the one issue, because we've had sometimes grandparents want to register their grandkids and they don't live in Lenawee County.
Yeah.
I think it's just a misunderstanding. Because Dolly says they're free.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why I'm like, I'm the Debbie Downer online. Like, they are free, sort of. They
yeah.
still cost somebody. But it's still a great program. And
yeah.
Somebody we worked with who was trying to get the program started in their county in Michigan, and they were not. So, and he had the ability to buy the books for his child. Like, he was working in a coalition. And so he would just buy the books that were coming out, because he knows they're vetted for particular reasons. Like, it teaches social emotional health, or it's teaching, you know, some math skills or colors or, you know, phonics and things like that. So, so he would, because they're vetted by, you know, very well educated people with the Dolly Parton Foundation.
Yeah. And, you know, with going through Dolly Parton, you know these are going to be quality books.
Yes, they are. Yes. And she's amazing. And I feel terrible. I feel like I've said bad things. But she pays for half the books in her whole state of Tennessee. Like, her Dollywood Foundation pays for half the books. So every kiddo in the state of Tennessee gets the books.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She's an amazing person, that's
yes.
for sure. And to start off this Imagination Library is so great. And, you know, and the thing is, with that title too, that also helps with the imagination of the kids.
Absolutely.
As well too.
It does. It does. And I know I've talked with teachers who've seen kids come in who don't have that background with a loved one or someone taking care of them with reading books. It really is a start. It teaches, you know, the quietness, the stillness, the things that you need to do. And kids are enraptured. And just hearing words, hearing the language builds connections in the brain.
Exactly.
And sets you up for, I mean, really, it is a lifetime of success. The 0 to 5, so much brain, like 90% of your brain development happens between 0 and 5. So just reading. I mean, reading The Cereal Box.
Yes.
It's all good. I remember reading The Cereal Box back in the day.
I did too, Paula. So. I'd be sitting there eating my cereal and reading the back of the box.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, if they are interested to get their child as part of the Lunaway Imagination Library, what's the way they should do that once again?
They can either go to their local library and look for a brochure, but if they're not there and that's more difficult to get out, our website at lenawaycommunityfoundation.com, and go to the tab that says, I think it's under Programs, Imagination Library. And it'll say click here in blue to find the brochure. And if you can't fill out the brochure, we just need the information, right? Like, I get not filling it. Or if you fill it out and take a picture, you can email it in to us.
Oh, there
and
you
we'll
go.
We'll take it too.
Okay, great.
I'm trying to think of all the ways that people have sent them in.
Yeah. Great. It's hard to imagine. This is the 15th anniversary.
I know.
For the Lunaway Imagination Library. This is awesome.
The first year was, you know, January, 15 years ago, almost 16 years ago, and we had around 350 kids registered.
No
kidding. That was it. And we registered them in the December so that they would have books in January.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it sure is.
Over 250,000 books in Lenawee County in those 15 years.
That's great. That's great. Let's even make it even more.
Yes.
Absolutely. Paula, thank you so much for coming in to talk more about that and reminding us about that. We have the Lenawee Imagination Library.
Thank you. We're so pleased. I want to say thank you for your support because, you know, WLN, we had March this year was our month.
Yes.
And you guys did the radio remote and we had a match from MEC and we raised, I don't remember how much, I should know off the top of my head, but I'm not remembering now. But it was amazing. It was great.
It was amount. Yeah, it was a nice amount too. Yeah. Thanks. Well, Paula, thank you so much for all that you do and everybody there at the Lenawee Community Foundation. And we really appreciate all that you do for Lenawee County.
Thank you. You too.
My guest has been Paula Trentman, the Vice President and Director of Grants and Programs at the Lenawee Community Foundation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk to you again soon.